When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Wrap the show up every single day with an AMA. Almost full phone lines. One line available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. But we'll start with Joe, who's in Hiram. Hey, Joe.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Joe. What's up, man?
Hey, I got two questions for you. The first one's for you and Randy. The other one's for you and all of you guys, actually. Right. The first one, have you ever done something where you knew you just effed it up, but you just did it to the extreme? The reason I'm asking that, I ended up tearing my Achilles in every ligament in my ankle.
Damn.
So I'm wondering, have you guys ever just effed something up, no matter what it is, to the extreme? And the second question is, what is a piece of life advice you could give my senior in high school?
Oh, all right. My man, is this Joe whose wife takes his credit card and buys stuff?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So there's another example of the first question. When I was in graduate school, I had two friends that are now married, but were dating at the time, and we all like to get after it and have a good time. And one night we got back from the bar, and she was giving – this is an NHL hockey player. She was giving him a piggyback ride, and she fell into the wall and broke a surfboard-sized hole into the drywall.
Ooh.
It was a nice apartment they lived in and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, I can fix that. And I fixed it. Yeah. But it was – if you had like X-ray vision and saw inside the wall, all the – just the – mediocre craftsmanship that took place, but on the outside, where I
did it pass the inspection,
it was fine.
Okay,
you couldn't have told. You could, like, I patched it and mudded it and sanded it and taped it and painted it, all the stuff you needed to do to where on the outside it looked okay. But like, someday somebody's going to touch that wall wrong, and there's the hole's going to reappear. But so I did not do a great job of that. But
I don't have any examples. I'm just because.
All right, let's get to the advice.
Yeah.
Life advice for a senior in high school.
I can only give you the advice that I give my children. And it's always like this, all right? The world and life is going to kick you in the nuts. Because it kicks us all in the nuts.
Or a daughter, but.
My boy. Okay. Yeah. It's going to kick you in the nuts. This is all about how you bounce back. Because my coaches tell me when we get hit in the groin, jump up and down and bounce around, make sure they're still there.
You can't control what happens to you. You can only control how you react to it. So, bad stuff's going to happen to you.
It is.
But you can make the best of it. Also, mine would be, and I don't know this person, so this might be bad advice depending on who the person is. But if the person's, you know, based on what we've heard from our guy Joe, sounds like a fairly smart young lady.
Yes.
Just trust yourself. You're probably right.
And note that you have a daddy that's going to bail you out.
Yeah, you got a nice safety net as well. But like, if you got, you know, there's going to be so many decisions, especially at that point in your life, like college and jobs and post-college and stuff like that. Just trust yourself. Like, and if it's a mistake, all right, that's a learning experience. Life's long and a lot of mistakes happen. So just believe in yourself. That's what I got for you. All right, Tim is in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. So I'm glad y'all mentioned the interview that Reese Davis had with Ward Manuel after the college football TV show last night. And Monday, I bought a ticket to the SEC championship game. But did y'all know that after that interview that the prices have fallen out, the stadium has opened up,
Really?
I'm really looking forward to going. Because my question is, do you think this is the last SEC championship game we could ever have? Yeah, the prices have really, really dropped since that one interview alone about.
Was
the,
it just
the,
a dumb? It was a dumb thing to say for him to say what he said.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's devalued the whole game.
Exactly,
and,
right.
You know, I'm looking forward to it, cheering on the dogs and whatnot. And is Texas going to show up? Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Tim.
No, Texas showing up.
Oh, yeah. Look, both teams are going to play the game with intent to win.
Texas is coming with some get back.
That's interesting to hear that the ticket prices fell, though, just because they told us that, like, what happens this weekend
don't really matter.
Doesn't really matter that much.
No, but no, these two teams are going to show up. Like, we talk about SEC pride. You know, all I give a damn about is Georgia. But it's important to Kirby to win these championships.
Oh, yeah.
It's important. And I'm not saying it's not important to Sark and him either.
Of course it is.
But Texas won't. They back.
The other thing about it is, like, as much as both teams win or lose are going to the playoff, winning team gets a bye.
Yes.
That's a big deal this time of year when you're trying to get healthy.
Have you noticed that I don't talk about scenarios other than Georgia winning?
Yes, I know.
Yes,
I know you haven't leaned into the what happens if they lose.
Yeah, you noticed what my I bit A's head off this morning.
Yeah,
like,
dude. You didn't want that scenario.
I'm like, I don't care what happens. No, I don't care.
Yeah, no, that sucks, though, to hear. Well, I guess it's good if you want to go to the game. Tickets are a little bit less expensive. But, yeah, that wasn't super smart. And then also, the thing that's going to kill faster than anything these championships is if SMU gets left out of the playoff if they lose the championship.
They're not getting rid of this championship.
They're going to have to find a way to make it work differently, though.
I understand that part.
You know what I mean? I don't think that they will, but maybe they can absorb it into the playoffs. I don't have a solution for it. So I hate to bring up a flaw without a solution, but, like, if that's what's happening, I saw tickets to the Big Ten championship game because both those teams get in no matter what. $12.
Yep, I saw that.
What? Like, that's not good. You think the people that run that thing are happy about that?
Way to go, Ward.
Way to go, Ward. Nicely done.
Way to go, Ward.
Brad's in Peachtree City. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brad.
Two things. One, looking forward and hoping I get to run into you guys in Vegas next week.
We'll
I hope so, too.
We'll be there.
And I know you'll be there. I will, too. And two, Randy, how long did you go without telling your mom?
Dude, you were
having a baby.
I told her in she was born in February. She found it in November. So I found that her mom was pregnant in August.
Okay.
And then, so I was like, because she came down for my football game, my senior football game, and I was going to tell her then.
Okay.
Got scared. And then I got the week later, that's when she called me and said, you know, yes, I'm telling.
Somebody, so it did what, 3 months?
Yeah.
4 months?
Yeah, man.
So she came down for the football game. Yes. Somebody told her.
Yes.
Or I mean, they tell her, hey, you need to ask Randy about this or something like that.
Yes.
Man. God.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Man, that's a tough situation, man.
17 years old, I got no damn job, I got no plans. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm gonna be a father.
Yeah, but I mean, you got choices though, and one of them is, all right, grow up quick,
yep,
and I did. Make it work.
And I did.
Yeah, that'll do it. All right, should we do takeaways of the day now? Let's do takeaways of the day now.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements
on Andy and Randy Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day.
Abe will always be Abe. And that's why I love him.
He won't stop. Yep. Can't stop. Randy only shares his love and his nudity with one person.
Yep. My woman.
Ward Manuel looks like the guy that'll sell you a lemon BMW.
Yeah, he will.
That's right.
Sorry, folks, but fair is where you judge the pigs. And the Falcons got sacked because the back end was in concert with the front end.
Pink flamingos and unicorns may no longer make good gifts this holiday season.
I'm just
Yeah, can we find out what those mean on cruises? Because we know what the pineapple means.
We know what the pineapple means. I don't know what the...
You want to take a stab at it?
I mean... I want to so
I have
bad.
I have an idea about the unicorn.
I want you so bad.
The horn and all that?
Yeah, I want you so bad. But, yeah.
We'll just look it up, and then we'll say it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not going.
We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.